USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Judge Marcelo Kopkow had a message for Watts.
I've been a judicial officer now for starting my 17th year, and I could objectively say that this is perhaps the most inhumane and vicious crime that I have handled out of the thousands of cases that I have seen.
Three Democratic senators have filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia on Monday, claiming President Trump violated the Constitution by choosing Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Today, President Trump and the First Lady participated in the White House Christmas tree delivery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Nissan's chairman has been fired and arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Carlos Ghosn arrested Monday for alleged financial violations. He's accused of underreporting his salary and the personal use of company assets. The Japanese automaker firing him Monday and saying a whistleblower report led to the discovery that the chairman had been falsifying reports for many, many years. He was credited with turning the fortunes of Nissan and Renault around and driving the push towards more electric vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, ESPN reported that former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was being considered as the next coach of the Cleveland Browns. Rice is a big Cleveland Browns fan, but says she's not ready to coach, but hopes this brings some added attention to the NFL regarding women and coaching. And on Monday Night Football tonight, 2-9-1 teams face off as the Los Angeles Rams will host the Kansas City Chiefs. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Joe Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top five start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online. Then a little bit bigger, JCPenney. Stage, Kohl's at number four. And New York and Company at number five. So all of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off on average at Belk.
And as far as categories of what you can expect the deepest discounts on, Gonzalez says,
it definitely does vary. This year, jewelry is going to see the deepest discounts, around 70% off on average. Apparel and accessories, more like 50% off. Video games hovering at around 40% off. That's the software itself, not the consoles. So those are probably the top three categories to go after.
Finally, Gonzalez has some advice, though, if you're looking for that TV and think this is the best time to buy it.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait until past Black Friday, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.